Audio Discourse of The Plan for Restoration of Constitutional Government by Gary Hunt, Outpost of Freedom. Episode 9, Part 6, Continuation of the Flow of Goods, Utilities, and Communication. Overview. Though addressed earlier, a very important responsibility that must be accepted by the committees, the militia, and the correspondents is that it is vital to the interest of the country to do all that is possible to maintain a flow of food and utilities and to maintain communications and transportation for the general population. It can be anticipated that the rebels will attempt to lay blame on the citizens that are seeking to return to constitutional government as the cause of any disruption of service. On the other hand, if those who are seeking return to proper government can maintain them available as best they can, it will be reflected in the minds of the people that they are doing all that they can to assure that those services remain available. There may be times when disruption is necessary. For example, to refuse power or communications to a facility that has been targeted. Once the operation is completed and the objective attained, restoration of any services disrupted can only be to the constitutional forces' advantage. This same spirit must extend to the point of extreme courtesy to the general population. The constitutional forces' image will be easily maintained by thoughtful consideration of the desire for the people to be as little affected by the implementation of the plan as possible. The rebels, however, after years of presumption of authority, the Vemeros mentality, are prone, by their training, to be abusive, arbitrary, and authoritarian. By comparison, the constitutional forces will be encouraging a pleasant relationship as servants of a free people. It is to be constantly addressed that we are here to serve the people. In time, the manifestation of the character of the players will make what is happening more easily accepted by the general population and more conducive to cooperation on their part and hopefully recruitment. Historical perspective. During the course of the Revolutionary War, postal services, currency, roads and bridges, ports and harbors, to the extent possible, were maintained open by the colonial forces. A number of new roads were built, and in many instances, old trails were converted into roads. Every effort was made to continue the importation of goods, both military and otherwise. Trade relations were established with France, Holland, and other nations. Though local supplies, especially food and forage, were deficient in quantity, many other products continued to be available throughout the war. Role of the committee. Committees need to be very vigilant within their area as to the needs and especially the absence of services. If disruption occurs, they need to respond quickly and effectively to assure restoration as soon as practical. They also need to assure that all personnel within their authority extend the greatest consideration possible to the general public and, when abuses occur, to discipline, as necessary, those who would undermine the sacred responsibility of honest consideration to the public. Encourage more people to join committees of safety, as the role of the committee will be expanding rapidly. Subcommittees may be formed to deal with certain industry and agencies. They should be comprised of people who have a working knowledge of the organization that they might be required to supervise. Understanding the necessity to maintain the flow of goods and services, two scenarios are given below. The ultimate decision is to be made by the committee or appropriate subcommittee so that these scenarios are provided to demonstrate the presumption of authority that may be required to achieve the required continuity. Monsanto. Monsanto makes genetically modified seeds that are licensed to farmers with severe licensing restrictions. They also make specialized agricultural chemicals. Here is a possible scenario on the supervision required to provide that the food supply, which is now primarily dependent upon Monsanto, might be addressed. Monsanto is a multinational corporation with facilities all over the world. The corporate structure will be ignored and each plant will be treated as a standalone business. The business has a right to make a profit, though through transition and subsequent legislation, they will reduce corporate power and influence to constitutional levels. So a profit of 10% over cost of production and distribution will be allowed. There will be no advertising budget or bonuses paid. Examples of action that may be necessary, as will others not included herein, are: the facility will be instructed to increase production of heirloom seeds, seeds that can be can develop seed-bearing plants. All licenses restricting use of seeds by any time constraints will be void. Production of genetically modified seeds will be prohibited unless approved by the committee. A balance would be sought to assure that there is an increase in production of food crops. Fuel crops will be supported when ample surpluses of food crops are available and in storage. Energy industry. Fuel for transportation, heating, and energy industries is essential, since this industry relies upon various elements in the chain of production, and committees assigned to assure continuity in the energy industry, including natural gas, must coordinate with other committees at locations within the chain of production and distribution. Since there are varied corporations involved, the individual facilities in the chain will be treated as stand-alone businesses. A profit of 10% will be allowed, though advertising and bonuses will not be necessary or authorized. Examples of actions that may be necessary, as will others not included herein, are: all energy-producing companies will be required to operate at 100% of capacity or within safe limits, unless otherwise authorized. Safe limits will be defined as the highest rate possible without producing local environmental problems or safety concerns. Local committees need to secure input from local residents who have taken the loyalty oath regarding damage or potential for damage by such facilities. Competent personnel will be retained where possible if they have taken the loyalty oath. Operation of all facilities must be continued with trained personnel wherever possible. All energy transporting systems will operate at full capacity or equivalent to the capacity needed to not impede the flow of the production wells. Refineries and other processing facilities will operate at described capacities as long as the source material supply is available. Distribution system of refined products will operate as necessary to assure that ample supplies of products are delivered to outlets. Gasoline stations and other retail facilities for the distribution of oil and natural gas products will remain open during their normal business hours and will be limited to a 10% profit. All retail sales will be based upon the value of the last bulk delivery. There will be no manipulation of prices based upon previous deliveries unless averaged based upon existing and new supplies of product. If demand exceeds supply, local committees may devise rules for rationing, including exclusion of certain vehicles or types of driving from being fueled. Energy supplies shall not be restricted when weather conditions warrant increased supplies. These policies shall remain in effect until such time as proper constitutional government is restored and appropriate laws regarding energy are enacted. Militia Committee. Coordinate with the liaison and intelligence committees to assure availability of militiamen for duty, securing facilities brought under the control of the constitutional forces. If rationing occurs, militia forces may be required to assure that there are no problems with rationing and distribution. Correspondence Committee. It is necessary that the public relations people effectively disseminate information showing that the rebel side is responsible for outages and that the constitutional forces are vigilant in addressing maintenance of services, if at all possible. This single area of concern may quite easily be identified as the most important element of our activities. Government, after all, is there to assure that the general welfare is maintained. Incorporate as much of the mainstream media as possible. Assure that untruthful stories do not get airing. Isolate controlled or syndicated media so that local control is established to meet the needs of local communities. Judicial Committee. Prepare procedures of continuing local control over production, utility services, transportation, communication, etc., without external influence. This might be served by determining breach of contract or unconstitutionally influenced public services. Liaison Committee. Work with existing utility, transportation, communication, and production operations to develop efficient management and continuity of services absent external control. This will include influencing existing personnel to take greater responsibility for the product of their respective entities. Influencing government employees to align themselves with the constitutional forces is essential. Every effort to retain personnel will best serve this purpose. The Intelligence Committee. Enlarged areas of control will require more extensive intelligence operations and sharing of information with other secured areas. Statewide coordination should be anticipated. Militia duties. Militia will always, unless life is at stake, maintain a very high regard for all orders and policies directed at maintaining services to the general population.